This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Starting today, Oregon Street from 28th to Waukaw Avenue will close for the next 3 months. The city is replacing the sewer lines in that area. The construction on Oregon has been going on for years now, and more work is planned later on this year. Some good news on the COVID-19 front. Positive case numbers are down after a spike in August and September. While the number of cases is down, hospitalizations are not. Still over 100 people are hospitalized with the virus, and every ICU bed is taken in the 13 hospitals that make up the Fox Valley region. Page 2, Afghanistan, the border crisis, inflation, COVID-19, the Biden administration. Just some of the topics as Senator Ron Johnson sits down for a virtual town hall here on the Chamber website on Wednesday. The senator has also introduced a bill that would stop the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. You can sign up to be a part of that town hall anytime up until tomorrow. Cutting the cord is something that we've heard about for years. It usually involves cable TV. Now the city is looking at helping homeowners do away with their power company. Members of the city's sustainability committee think that the city should buy a bunch of solar panels and get them at a good price. Then city homeowners can buy them at an affordable rate and make the switch to solar power and save some money, hopefully. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to require their fans to sit courtside at the Pfizer Forum to either have a proof of vaccination for COVID-19 or a recent negative test. No word on whether the Bucks G League team, the Herd, will require a similar protocol at their games at the Oshkosh Arena coming up later in the month. The Oshkosh Food Co-op is now approved for the use of federal EBT and SNAP. Co-op Director Brenda Haynes says the approval means that it advances the mission of the co-op to help the community as best they can. Finally, no one here at Oshkosh won last night's Powerball drawing. It was worth better than $600 million. Someone in California picked up all that dough. Another drawing comes up this weekend. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back here on the Chamber website on Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC.